Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening bulletin. I am Matsena. The headlines. Naga Students' Federation organizes mass rally opposing imposition of national song Vande Mataram. Kifiri observes National Vaccination Day. Jal Mahotsav Pakwara 2026 under Jal Jeevan Mission observed at Dimapur. And PIB Kohima takes Nagaland journalists on tour to South Bihar. Now, the news in detail. The Naga Students' Federation, NSF, today organized a mass rally at Old MLA Hostel Junction in Kohima, opposing the alleged imposition of national song Vande Mataram. Following the rally, members marched to Lok Bhavan and submitted a memorandum addressed to President Draupadi Murmu through the Governor of Nagaland. In the memorandum, the NSF objected to a directive from the Ministry of Home Affairs mandating the playing or singing of Vande Mataram at official functions and educational institutions.
We oppose. We oppose. We oppose.
This gathering stands a solemn declaration that the identity and the beliefs of the Naga people cannot be dictated by an administrative directive, nor valued by imposed symbols.
The Federation said such imposition raises concerns over freedom of conscience and cultural sensitivity, particularly among the Naga people. Describing the rally as a peaceful democratic protest, the NSF urged the president to withdraw the directive and called for greater consultation with Naga representatives on policies affecting the region. National Vaccination Day was observed today in Kifire with a vaccination drive organized by the Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Sciences Department under Chief Veterinary Officer Dr. Tsilise Sangtam. The program was attended by veterinarians and Niti Aayog Aspirational Block Fellow Ning Sangwu Bomber, who flagged off the drive and assured support for district development under Sampurnata Abhiyan 2.0. A three-day vaccination campaign covering 11 wards of Kifire town and nearby villages was launched to vaccinate cattle against foot and mouth diseases and pigs against classical swine fever. The Jal Mahotsav Pakwada 2026 under the Jal Jeevan Mission was observed at the DC office in Dimapur today. The program was organized by the District Water and Sanitation Mission and PHED Urban Division as part of a nationwide water conservation campaign running from March 8 to 22nd. DC Dimapur Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang urged communities to take responsibility for maintaining rural water supply systems, stressing that long-term success depends on community participation. PHED Executive Engineer Bendang Tola Walling said major infrastructure has been created since 2019 under the mission, with the focus now shifting to handing over schemes to village communities for operation and maintenance. She added that the campaign launched on International Women's Day also aims to increase women's participation in water management. As part of the observation, discussions were held on forming technical and source sustenance committees to monitor rural water supply systems and ensure their sustainability. Under the aegis of the Press Information Bureau, PIB Kohima, under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, a seven-day media tour to South Bihar for journalists from Nagaland commenced today. The team departed from Dimapur Airport and is scheduled to return on March 22nd. The tour aims to provide local media with an opportunity to observe the implementation of government schemes, cover key programs of various ministries, interact with journalists from other regions, and gain insights into the socio-economic and cultural aspects of different states. The delegation comprises representatives from the Department of Information and Public Relations and members of both print and electronic media organizations led by officials from PIB Kohima. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission, NSEDM, under the Government of Nagaland, in collaboration with National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, NILIT Kohima, will organize a mega job fair on March 21st at the Integrated Business Hub and Innovation Center, IDAN, Forest Colony in Dimapur. The initiative aims to bring employers and job seekers together on a single platform, Addressing media persons in Kohima, Undersecretary and Project Lead NSEDM, Mary Penny said the job fair will offer opportunities across sectors such as hospitality, healthcare and construction. She also informed that a dedicated online registration portal has been launched to help streamline coordination between employers and candidates.
We have 6,456 job openings as of now, domestic, which includes our state, within our state, national, as well as international openings. And it spans across different sectors under hospitality, under healthcare, under technical jobs, management, manufacturing, construction, both local, national, as well as international.
Undersecretary and Project Manager in charge of NSEDM, Ai Chang Sang, said over 6,000 vacancies have been opened by 33 employers, including two recruiters licensed under the Ministry of External Affairs, but only 326 candidates have registered so far, despite ongoing concerns about unemployment in the state. Meanwhile, Technical Officer at Nilit Kohima and Placement Officer Mohsen Abkichu said the registration process is transparent and structured with all job listings available on the portal. Candidates unable to attend the recruitment center in Dimapur can also access online support at Nilit Centers in Merema, Chuchu Imlang and the Nilit Study Center at the SP office in Mokokchung.
When you go to that registration link, you will be able to see all the job listings with all full details. Details like the name of the company, how many number of vacancies are there, salary details, job location, and the job descriptions, what conditions you will be working or the location of the job. All those details will be listed out there. The candidates can select or choose up to 3 vacancies of their choice.
Interested candidates can register through the portal www.nsedm.in/jobfair or via the QR code provided by the organizers. Nagaland will host the 9th Northeast Youth Festival organized by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports and sponsored by Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav will inaugurate the 4-day-long festival on March 18th at 5 p.m. at Chumukedima Football Stadium. Addressing media today, Director of Youth Resources and Sports Department, Kethotsitio Sekose, informed that the festival is a flagship initiative of Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports designed to promote national integration, cultural exchange and youth engagement among the 8 northeastern states.
This is a program which is supposed to be held annually and this is funded and managed by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, Government of India. This time, Nagaland has got the opportunity to host this Northeast Youth Festival again. This is under the National Adolescence and Youth Development Program of the Ministry of Youth Affairs.
Mr. Sekose said the festival is organized under the theme Ashtalakshmi, celebrating 8 forces of youth and progress. The festival will have competitive events in folk song and dance, declamation, one-act play, rock band and instrumental guitar. He said the youth will have the opportunity to participate in non-competitive events featuring folk music, traditional dances and martial arts. Mr. Sekose said about 1,200 youth from different states are participating in the event. The Chief Electoral Officer Nagaland has constituted a pre-certification committee to scrutinize and certify political advertisements ahead of the by-election to the 28 Koridang Assembly constituency. The committee will be chaired by Additional Chief Electoral Officer Awa Lorin, with members Rofu Kotyo Nudi, ADC HQ Kohima, Asonyo, Assistant Director, News Akashwani Kohima, and Rokovizo Chupuo, Senior Program Officer, Directorate of Information Technology and Communication. The committee will examine applications for certification of political advertisements to be aired on television channels and cable networks from political parties, organizations and associations within the state. To end the news, the headlines again. Naga Students Federation organizes mass rally opposing imposition of national song Vande Mataram. Kifiri observes National Vaccination Day. Jal Mahotsav Pakwada 2026 under Jal Jeevan Mission observed at Dimapur. And PIB Kohima takes Nagaland journalists on tour to South Bihar. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.